This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bad rumors spread, bad things come to you about somebody else. Stop and have good thoughts. Now, this is something we need to learn as a community. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us this on so many occasions. Which is what? Which is, when someone has done something bad, at that moment, start counting the good they've done. Just to keep yourself in the balance. So I'll give you an example. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's about to come visit later on, not this incident, another incident. He's about to conquer Makkah, Mukarramah. He makes a secret meeting among senior Sahaba. They make a plan how they're going to drive, how they're going to come all the way down from Medina to Makkah and take over Makkah. Now, this is a secret plan because if the people of Makkah find out, then they could come out for war. They could get their allies together and there will be serious trouble for the Muslims. So Prophet wants to execute this secretly, and he starts telling how he's going to have an army going from the north of Makkah, an army from the east, from the west, from the south, and they're going to just besiege Makkah. As he's speaking, senior Sahabi, Hatib bin Baltaha radiallahu anhu, he sends a secret message, secret one. He sends it to his family members. He's an elderly Sahabi, he's like 60 years old. He sends a message because his wife and his family are in Makkah. And he didn't want his wife and family to somehow be outside roaming around. And maybe when the army is coming down, oh my God, they get in the crossfire and then they could be killed. So he sent a secret message. He found a woman that's going to Makkah. He gave her this message, said, just give it to my family members. Now that letter is on its way. Small message. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has wahi from Jibreel. He sends Ali radiallahu anhu, another sahabi, says, go to this certain place. You will find a certain tree. And underneath a certain tree, you'll find a woman who's resting on a journey to Makkah. Get the letter of her. So they went all the way up to that certain place, to a certain tree. And as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, under that tree was a woman. The same woman. So they got a hold of it. They said, give us the letter. She said, I haven't got a letter. They said, give us the letter. I haven't got a letter. Give it now, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said. Otherwise, I'm going to strip you down to an alif if I have to get it. Basically, if I have to strip you down, right down to your birthday clothes, I'm going to have to do that. If you know what I'm trying to say. So then she puts her hand into her hair. She unlocks her braid. And then from there, she takes out this letter and she hands it over. And Ali radiallahu anhu brings it back to the Prophet. And then he opens it and he says, from Hatib bin Balta'a to his wife and family, beware, the Prophet is, and the Muslim army is about to come to Makkah, blah, 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 beware. So, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees this and obviously this is like treason. How can you give such a secret ad? Because it could endanger all the Muslims that are coming, the army, it endangers the whole army. And Sahaba are there, and Hatib radiallahu anhu is there, and he's embarrassed, and the Prophet also opened the letter. You can imagine how serious this is. And Umar radiallahu anhu stood up, and he said, Messenger of Allah, give me permission to strike the head of this munafiq right now. And at that very moment, Prophet says, oh Umar, he is a Badri. Don't forget, he was part of the battle of Badr. Perhaps because of his involvement in the battle of Badr, Allah has forgiven his entire life sins. Allah. Now look where Rasulullah takes the whole scene. Your mind is going towards this hypocrite. This has got to be a person who's caused treason. We've got to now go ahead and do something about this. And this man, oh my God, anger. But Prophet reminds us of his credits. And that's what we need to do. ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. Why was it the case that you believers straight away, when there's bad news coming to you about someone, about another believer, stop and start thinking good. What are the good things this person has done in the past? So that you can keep yourself in a balance, in a check.
La